Hey, what's up, everybody? I'm Thurgood Jenkins. You know, it's funny, but I can trace the entire path of my life to one childhood memory. My last clear memory, really. You see, it was the summer before ninth grade. It was me, Brian, Kenny, Scarface, and of course, the lovable old James. Oh, hold on. Wait a minute. Old James. Old James wasn't there. I don't even know nobody named Old James. Shoot. Gone.
Why don't you light it up there, brother?
Alright. Here goes nothing.
I don't remember graduating. And my first sexual experience, I don't remember that either. But man, I will never, ever forget the first time I smoked that sweet, sweet Chiba.
Feel anything?
Yeah. I feel my chest caving in.
Man, this stuff didn't even work.
Man.
Come on, let's just go get some candy and get out of here, B.
You know, I've heard people say they don't get high the first time they smoke. Not me. Oh, not us. We were really, really high. We was toe up.
Do you guys feel different?
A little.
How about you, Scarface?
How are you doing, Kenny? Kenny?
I haven't been so thirsty in my entire life.
Do you guys hear that? Feels like Jerry Garcia's in my head. Am I going crazy?
We look at that day as the day that we met the fifth member of our crew. Marijuana. Oh, Lord, we was hooked. So now we all live together in New York. I myself am a master of the custodial arts. Or a janitor, if you want to be a dick about it. Anyway, I work at this lab, Frankincense and Burr Pharmaceutical. They do pharmaceutical testing for the government, big corporations, and I am the happiest custodian alive.
Order. Jobs. Abba Zabba, you my only friend.
That could be worse. I could have Scarface's job.
Heifer with cheese.
You son of a bitch, I'm right behind you. Turn around and ask me for heifer with cheese, yo. Why you gotta make me feel inferior because I'm on the grill, B? Damn.
Scarface is kind of a hyper guy for a pothead.
Sorry.
Kenny is probably doing the best out of all of us. He's a kindergarten teacher at some school downtown, which I know might scare a lot of parents seeing as high as a weed head and all. But let me tell you, man, that guy does wonders for those children's self-esteem.
Thank you.
Oh, I love you so much, little one. All of you. All of you are so good.
Ryan works at a new and used record store. He gets to talk about music all day. Perfect job for a stoner.
Lady, you want $7 for a used Kenny Loggins record? I'll give you $5.
He autographed it himself.
I'll give you $4. Chance stop.
Now, as far as Irv goes, you can get it all over this town. I mean, they might call it the city that never sleeps, but I'll tell you this. It takes a lot of fucking weed naps.
Free!
You can get this stuff at little corner stores called bodegas. Say it with me. Bodegas. Yes, very good. You can tell these places because they always have incredibly old products.
Stop, fellas.
But the weed ain't bad.
Let me get 4 dime bags. Hmm?
I don't have no idea what you're talking about.
Jose, you crazy, man. You crazy. Come on, man. Let me get them dimes.
See, the problem with bodegas is they never remember you. So you always have to do something extreme to let them know that it's you when you're cool.
Hey, fellas, y'all know me. Come on now. Look at this.
Hey, Blackass. Ha, 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 ha. Why you didn't moon us earlier, eh?
It's a little degrading. If you're desperate, you can get it from the Rosses at Washington Square Park. But that stuff ain't even weed most of the time. I don't fall for that shit anymore.
Then there's a delivery service run by a guy named Samson Simpson. Now, when you can afford it, this is the best way. I mean, you can get anything you want from weed to heroin. Now, I don't do drugs, though. Just weed.
Coming.
See, all you have to do is call them up, and a half hour later, you got a delivery guy at your house. What a country.
All right, call about your plumbing, something about empty pipes.
Secret code. Come on in.
You want highs, mediums, or lows?
How are the highs, man?
I see they got kind of a piney taste, almost minty. Notice the little red hairs?
Yeah.
And the rich greenery?
I see those.
It's definitely the highest grade hydroponics in the city.
What, did you go to weed college? Damn, nigga. All right, give me a 50 bag of that.
Been a pleasure.
Pleasure's all mine. Tell Samson I said hello, would you?
Sure thing.
Now everybody has their own little ritual when it comes to smoking.
Dope is around, fellas.
And we were no different.
Break out Billy Bone Thornton.
Yeah. Yeah. Woo.
Oh, Billy, good to see you.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, lighten up.
Shoes off. Oh, Brian, put yours back on, man.
For real, B, do your sock laundry, yo.
Gentlemen, assume your positions.
I got us the whole thing. Each and every I walk. So bye bye bye.
Fire in the hall.
That's good.
Yo, who's our munchies tonight, yo?
Not me.
I guess that'd be me. What do you guys want?
Get some sour cream and onion chips with some dip, man. Some beef jerky, some peanut butter. Get some Häagen-Dazs ice cream bars, a whole lot of hot. Make sure it's chocolate. Gotta have chocolate, man. Some popcorn, red popcorn, graham crackers. Graham crackers is the marshmallows and little chocolate bars. We'll make some s'mores, man.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, yo.
Also celery, grape jelly, Captain Crunch with blue crunch berries, pizzas. We need 2 big pizzas, man. Everything on them with water, whole lot of water, and onions.
Yeah. That's it?
Yeah.
Anyone want anything else?
Oh, yeah. Give me a box of condoms and, what's that stuff? I used to eat it all the time back in the day. Pussy.
That's right.
You got it.
Thanks, man.
And hey! If I'm not back in 10 minutes, call the police.
If he ain't back in 10 minutes, we call him Domino's.
Hey, girl. You hungry?
Fuck you, nigga.
Hey, I'm sorry. I was talking to the horse here. You see the trouble you're getting me into? You're hungry, aren't you? Here.
Oh.
You like popcorn. It makes your teeth go pop, 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 pop.
This is Buster Phillips, and coming in at number 8, like El Nino. Samson gets me lifted by my main man, who? Sure smoke a lot. Ha! Ha!
This guy is weed crazy. Look
what
at
do you want, Master?
Bitch! You know what I want? I want to talk to Samson. Climbing to the moon like that bitch Alice Kramer. Cause it's hard being black and gifted. Sometimes I just want to throw it all down and get left in.
That is so cool, man. He got the same deal as us.
What do you mean?
Samson.
Oh, right.
Everybody knows in my neighborhood, it's the best test around. Samson shit is blessed. Got the whole town on lockdown.
That's what I want to be right there.
Look at this car roll here.
Think about this shit, please.
I'm all out. I'm all out of food. You ate it all. Gee, you must have been so hungry. Oh. Oh! Buttercup! Buttercup! I need an ambulance! Now! Officer down! I repeat, officer down! What the hell did you give my Buttercup?
I just gave him some candy and some chips and some pink popcorn and some Funyuns.
This horse is a diabetic! Buttercup! Buttercup! Don't you leave me! Breathe, Buttercup! Breathe! Breathe!
What?
You dumb son of a bitch!
No! I'm a peaceful man! I'm a school teacher!
Shut up! You're a cop killer!
Cop killer? I love horses! I love horses!
I love horses!
I love butter stuff!
Butter cop! Damn!
Butternut!
Cop! Cop! Cop!
The hate child.
Bail is set at $1 million. The crime of killing an officer of the law. And may God have mercy on your soul, young man. Court is adjourned.
Turn to yourselves. Lock
down. Right. The weed's wearing off.
Fish! 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 Fish!
Get home.
Yo! Psst,
psst, psst.
Help!
Oh.
Wait, nigga, what time is it?
It's 8:30, Kane didn't come home last night. We all worried, man.
Word, yo. Where the hell is it? Did he just move?
Kenny called. He's in jail. He didn't leave a number. Sincerely, the guy on the couch.
Come
come on, guys. We gotta get Kenny out of jail, man.
Hey, Kenny. How they treating you in there?
Let's just say I'm not getting the respect a cop killer deserves.
All right, time's up. Break off. Here we go.
I was up all night getting harassed.
Hey, the fish.
See what I mean? I think they're mistaking my kindness for weakness. I'm scared.
Hey, Kenny. We're gonna get you out of there, man.
All we gotta do is raise 10% of 1 million, yo. Which, by our calculations, is
fucking impossible, man. Come on. Hey, $1 million.
All my life, I did everything right. I never screwed up. I fed the horse. I didn't know it was a diabetic. I was scared.
Kenny, Kenny, stop crying. Stop crying, Kenny. Look at me. Come on, don't let him see you crying there. Come on, man, show me your mean face.
No.
Yes, show me a mean face, Kenny. That's good. I mean, he'll work on it a little bit, but yeah, it's good. Kenny, how long can you make it in there?
I don't know. Maybe 5, 6:30.
Come on, man. It's got to be a little longer than that. But we'll get you out, right, guys?
Yeah, that's you're right. Out, man. You're out of here.
Freeze
yeah,
a bird.
Number 9. Time's up. Time's up, number 9.
It's me.
Let's go.
Guys,
have fun, Ken. Cuídate, yo. You looked all right, man.
They're gonna kill him in there, yo. Hey, lady. Miss, is this your purse?
Yes.
I'm sexy. I'm a scholar. People like me.
Give it to me. Bye.
Hey, where you going?
I'm leaving.
Well, can I leave with you?
Follow me.
And your name is?
Mary Jane.
Really?
Yes. So what's up with this? So your work uniform?
Nah, this is my costume. You know, tomorrow I'll be a cop. The day after that, I'll be an Indian. Every day of the week, I dress up like a different village person. It's a thing I'm into. Now I'm a custodian. So, what are you here for?
Possession of narcotics. Wow. My father's a drug dealer.
Wow, that must have been a shit.
It ruined his life.
That must have been shitty. I don't do drugs. Drugs make me sick. They're bad for your body. Up with hope, down with dope.
There, good. Come on, man. We gotta go. Get on the train, toke up before we go to work.
Word, yo, let's go, B.
What are you doing, man? We got
bouncy body. Is that Prell? Can you use Prell?
Yeah, it's what I'm talking about.
Go, man. Hey, guys. Meet Mary Jane.
Yeah, that's what he's saying, yo. We want to burn one,
no. This is Mary Jane. Meet her. Say hello to her. Shake a hand, even.
Oh, dear. My fault. What's up, man?
Hi.
All right.
Hey. Listen, do you guys need a ride? I have a car. You don't have to take the subway.
Wow. You smoke?
Ooh. No, my grandmother died of lung cancer.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Well, that's all the more reason to toke up, man. Ease the pain.
Ah!
I'm talking about.
You know, I think what they're really trying to say is that we love a ride home.
Great.
What the hell's wrong with y'all?
She look good, Mary Jane. What is that about, man?
I hate you all.
Shotgun.
Hey, thanks for this ride. We really appreciate it.
Sure.
Hey, guys. Just shut up about the weed for 2 seconds, all right? I don't want this girl to know I smoke.
Yeah, it's bad enough you're a janitor, yo.
Custodian, dick.
Hey.
Hey.
Said I'm looking for brains, gut, lips, and skills. Step on up if you think you fit the bill. I know what you look like, but looks can be deceiving. Let me tap the brain so I can justify the reason. Yeah.
Is this good for you?
Did you drop me in the lobby? It's perfect.
I could feel she wanted me to say something. I had to make my move while the guys were asleep.
I'm real bad at this kind of thing, but you think sometime we could get together, maybe go out for some ice cream or something? I don't know.
Garnet! Motherfucker said ice cream!
Garnet, yes! It's your ice cream! Ice cream!
Hey, all the boys in the car need to get out!
Door!
Now!
Thanks a lot,
fellas. You!
Thanks for the ride.
Thurgood!
I knew it!
You forgot your hat.
I knew it! You know, I might have came on too strong with the whole ice cream thing. Let me just give you my number. Is that cool?
Okay.
All right. Now, don't call too late. But you know I've been stripping in the evenings. Joking? Here you go. You call me anytime you want.
Maybe.
Maybe is an acceptable answer. It's that no thing that gets me. Maybe I'll hear from you.
Bye.
Let me think about you.
Janitor?
Sorry about that. What is it, scientist?
Could you... I know this isn't your responsibility, but would you be a dear and run this down to the supply department for me? It's on the second floor.
Just run this down?
Yes, but make sure you bring the order right back to me. I need it ASAP.
Gotcha. Hey, I know this isn't your responsibility, but just mop the rest of this shit up. I'll be right back. Smell like... Hey, here you go.
That's all you need?
I guess. I don't know.
Just...
Okay. Hey. Is someone's having a party or somebody got to do their shirt laundry?
Here you go. 1 pound of marijuana, and you can sign for it right here.
I signed for this, and it's mine. Take it. Oh. Oh, yeah. Thank you. Thank you very much. Some good shit.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Here's a little something for your troubles.
Thank you.
Shh. Let's not tell anyone about it, okay?
Hey, why didn't you tell me we're into this shit, man? We could have been hanging out months ago.
No. The Food and Drug Administration are having us do a study to determine what... if any, are the medicinal purposes of marijuana.
Mm. Wow. Well, if you ever need a guinea pig, let me know, you know. My grandfather was in the Tuskegee experiments.
Oh, really? Yes. Anyway, thank you, janitor, and enjoy.
Thank you, scientist. Got any papers?
No cocktail party would be complete without the ice plant.
Hey, fellas.
Next,
what's going on?
What's up? Nothing, man. Just bumming, thinking about Kenny.
Yeah, You know, I got some weed at work today. If y'all want to try it out.
Nah, yo, we don't feel like smoking right now.
Me neither.
This rare plant belongs to the nicotine family and is known as the tobacco plant. Well, here's a chap contemplating a purchase.
So y'all want to smoke?
I'll get Billy Bong Thornton.
That's what I'm talking about.
No, Scarface. No Billy Bong Thornton without Kenny. That would not be right, man. Use Wesley Pipes. Yeah.
Man, they got a whole bunch of this stuff at work. One of them scientists gave it to me. I ain't trashed it out yet, but it smells like the bomb.
All right.
Yeah, man, yeah. I'll do the honors.
Please do.
Yo, this shit must be good, B. My man ain't cough like that since back in the day, yo.
You sure I should do this, man?
Oh, yeah. That should make my head hot.
Oh, man.
Pass it this way. Don't break the cipher. Oh, hold on. I gotta get the guy some of this. The guy gotta taste this.
Yeah. Hey, guy. Hey, man. Sorry to wake you, but you gotta try this.
Take it slow, man.
Hey, who's going munchies tonight?
We should make that lazy bitch the guy go, yo.
For real. I don't know about y'all, but I can't even move.
He'll be your head. It's like I feel stuck here, yo. Like I'm glued to the floor.
Just feel like you're floating?
Yeah.
Wanna go outside?
Yeah. I don't need to tell you this, but this weed was the shiz little bam snip snap snap.
Wow, look at that, man.
Hey guys, let's go check in on Kenny, huh?
Fish. You're a man. You're not a fish. You're a man. Where did that come from?
You really gotta get this guy out of jail.
You walk around on both legs, Homo erectus. Did I say homo? I didn't mean that. Thurgood!
I got it! I know how we could get Kenny out.
Ow.
Weed, man. We'll sell weed.
Man, you can't up and decide to sell weed. You gotta know people to plug you into that kind of thing.
I do.
Who you know?
You, yo.
Me? What, man? You think I can just walk in and take this shit? I gotta get a form from a scientist.
Well, how hard can it be, man? There's gotta be forms laying around. I mean, they are scientists.
What the fuck are you talking about, man? Look, I'm not stealing weed. We are not selling weed.
We are three reasonably bright young men.
Fully, man. Word,
there
man.
Has got to be a legitimate way to come up with this money. We just got to think. That's all that is.
Wait, I think I got an idea. Why don't we sell that shit we smoked the other night, yo?
Yeah.
You suggested that already.
For real, B?
Marijuana affects the memory.
It won't take us hardly any time, B.
Too risky, man.
Stop being such a wussy, yo. What other choice do we have, right?
Okay, fine, we'll do it.
Yeah.
We're gonna do it till Kenny's out and we're done. We're not drug dealers. We're fundraisers.
Of course, B.
Fully, man.
Okay. Scarface, lay it on me, brother.
Check it out, yo. It's like this.
Okay. Scarface's plan wasn't that bad.
Hey, good night, Mike.
See you tomorrow.
Good.
See, all I had to do was get some forms from that scientist that kept calling me janitor, forge one of the forms and put the order in like I did before.
Thank you.
Then we scraped together what little money we had and bought bikes to help us move the product. And then stapled samples of our weed on the back of our business cards. Then we called the company Mr. Nice Guy in honor of our friend Kenny.
Hey, you guys believe in angels, or?
Man, give me a fruit cocktail.
Well, I can't. If I did that, then I'd have to give it to you every day, and I won't get all my vitamins.
Do you know who you're dealing with? Chill, Nasty Nate. It's my bitch. Anybody gonna stab him, it's gonna be me. You got a problem with that? Better watch your back, Fish. The Squirrel Master ain't gonna be there for you all the time. Because next time I come for you, I'm gonna want some cocktail. Fruit!
Take it. I'm somebody's bitch. You guys gotta do something. There's this guy, Nasty Nate, who's after my cocktail fruit, and everyone here likes fresh fish, and then the Squirrel Master came out of left field and told me I'm his bitch, and help.
Ken, listen, man, we got a plan.
What is it?
It's not the most honest plan, all right? You might not like it.
We're gonna sell weed, yo.
Yeah, great, weed. Good, go.
All right.
Yes. Go. No more window, love. Don't sell it.
We figured the best way to spread the word was to hit the streets. And hit the streets we did.
Free for dinner. Smoke that and get back to it. Mr. Nice Guy has arrived, baby. His own. All right. Oh, yes.
Look at all these people, man.
All right, guys. Be quick. Let's just do this and get out of here.
I love that, yo. Let's go.
Let's go, man.
It's money. I'm in love with Mary Jane. She's my main thing. She makes me feel alright. She makes my heart sing. Alright, how'd you guys make out?
Good, yo, I'm all the cards, B.
Oh, me too.
That would make three of us. Alright, we did our part, right? Just hope they smoke.
If you love me, Mary.
Mr. Nice Guy.
Oh, I may have the wrong number. Is Thurgood around?
Speaking.
Oh, hey, it's Mary Jane. Do you remember I gave you a ride home from prison?
Well, could you be a little more specific? I get so many rides home from prison. That was a joke.
Oh.
Well, it happened. I didn't think you were going to call me.
Well, I wasn't. But then I decided I don't care what my friends think. See, that was a joke.
Oh.
Get it. Joke.
So, you want to get together?
Okay, sure. When?
How about right now? Just meet me at the place where you dropped us off at.
Okay. Can you give me half an hour?
Yeah, half an hour's cool.
Great.
All right.
I'll see you there.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye. I've got a date with Mary Jane.
Were you?
Yes.
All right, man.
Y'all got money? The date couldn't have come at a worse time, man. I was flat broke. All my money was tied up in our drug dealing venture. I only had $8. This was gonna take some careful budgeting and maneuvering.
Hi.
Watch the master at work. You look great. You look wonderful.
Thank you.
You know what? I was thinking it's so nice out. Wanna go for a walk?
Yeah, sure. You can go for a walk.
Good, let's.
So far, so good.
3 hours and 14 miles later, and I hadn't spent one penny. Damn, I was good.
I mean it.
And then it happened.
I'm hungry, too. Hey, you want to eat at the Happy Palace?
How about a hot dog? Huh? Hey, what's up?
Hot dog.
Hey, what can I get you?
Can I have a hot dog with ketchup and sauerkraut, please?
Sauerkraut's 50 cents extra.
Damn!
I have not had a hot dog in so long.
Come on, let's get out of here. Anything to drink with that?
Son of a bitch!
Yes. Could I have a Pepsi, please?
Anything for you, sir?
No, I'm fine. Thank you. Greedy bastard.
Didn't you promise me ice cream the other day? I know a really good place uptown.
Great, let's hoof it.
Do you mind if we take a cab this time?
Sure.
Thanks a lot, buddy.
Be happy with the tip I gave you, damn.
You should be kissing my ass.
You guys are greedy.
That's ice cream and
towel. Can I change you some food?
Oh. Don't mind if I do.
Thank you, brother.
No. Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, I do miss my dad. But he deserves to be where he is. Drug dealers belong in jail.
Yeah. Yeah, wow. Yeah. How long have you been in there?
4 years next month.
4 years? And what exactly was he selling?
Marijuana.
4 years just for weed? Damn!
Just? No, not just. Marijuana is terrible. It's a gateway drug. And everybody knows that it leads to other stuff.
Yeah, mostly junk food.
You don't smoke weed, do you?
Come on, Mary Jane. I mean, do I look like somebody that would smoke marijuana?
So you swear you don't?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, I swear on this banana split that you don't do marijuana.
What? Oh, my God.
Do you swear?
Yes, Mary Jane, I swear that you got pretty eyes.
That's good. That's real good.
I got some booty, I got some booty, I got some booty. You know, it was really good, too. Ooh, she was a giver. a caring nurturer. She held me in her arms, and it was like I was 15 years old all over again. I was hooked on Mary Jane. The next morning, the phones blew up like we were having a fucking telethon, man. Everybody in New York was calling to get down with Mr. Nice Guy. We met all kinds of customers, like this guy here. He's what we call an enhancement smoker because he thinks that marijuana makes every activity that much better.
Mikasa Tsukasa.
Observe.
You're Scarface, right?
Yeah.
I love Al Pacino, man. Did you ever see Scent of a Woman?
Yup.
Have you ever seen Scent of a Woman on weed? That's the way to see it, man. It's just whack.
$60, yo.
That's cool, man. I got it. Did you ever see the back of a $20 bill, man?
No, I don't know, yo.
Did you ever see the back of a $20 bill? On weed? Oh, there's some weird shit in there, man. There's a dude sitting in the bushes, man. Does he have a gun? I don't know, man. I don't know. What? Red team, go. Red team, go. It's just some weird shit, man.
Man, you fucking crazy, yo.
No, it's cool. Thanks, man. Hey, yo, wait. Dude, I'm gonna check out the stars later. It's really trippy. Especially on weed, man.
A scavenger smoker is someone who never has weed of their own. But as soon as you smoking, here they come.
Damn!
What up, dog?
Man.
What's up, dog? Scoot off. Let me get in here, man. What y'all doing?
Nothing.
Nothing?
Yeah, it's chilling.
I smell it. Let me inhale it. Let me hear something.
All right, man. This one hit you. Scavenger. Always grooms. Smoke weed in peace.
I ain't even hit the motherfucker yet. Back up, man.
You know we sell this. I don't know if you knew that.
It's too bad, man. I just stopped smoking yesterday. I'm gonna get up out of here, man. Y'all stay up, man. Nice seeing y'all.
Yeah. Then there's a you should have been there smoker. They love talking about the old days, back when weed was grass.
Hell, back in the 60s, when you smoking shit on the street. Cops didn't say nothing. Hell, he's getting high, too. Everybody was good. Wasn't a thing to do because it was a thing to do, you know? It was a thing to do because it got you high. Can you dig it?
I feel you. Now, that's what I'm doing. I feel it. Man, you're cool as shit, mister. I hate to do it, but I gotta charge you. That's $60.
$60?
Yeah.
Man, I remember when a dime bag cost a dime. You know what I mean? You know how much condoms used to cost back in them days?
How much?
I don't know. We never used them.
We call this kid the after-school special smoker. He spends all of his allowance on reefer. Thanks, little buddy. Now, in the next room is father, and I'm 40, but I'm still cool smokers, token up, trying to figure out a way to bond with his son. Isn't that ironic? Don't you think? Of course, across town, the kid's nana's smoking up, trying to ease her glaucoma.
And it's good for arthritis, too.
We made over 20 grand that first week, man. And because we were stealing the weed and not buying it, it was all profit. But if we were gonna save Kenny, we had to deliver full time.
What? What
Scarface quit his job.
Still waiting on that heifer, Julio. Fuck you, fuck you, fuck you. You're cool. And fuck you, I'm out.
Brian was gonna quit, but they fired him before he could.
Don't worry. I'm not gonna do what everyone thinks I'm gonna do. Flip out, man. All I wanna know is,
Who's coming with me? Who's coming, man? Who's coming with me? Huh? Who's coming with me, man?
I will.
Jan. Thank you, Jan. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. Bully, man. Oh, Jan. Girlfriend?
I would, but I'm gay, you know. I'm a big dyke.
What's that like?
Thank you for calling. Thank you very much. Okay, bye-bye.
We had to hire that girl Jane because she followed Brian. But you know what actually worked out?
Nice guy.
She was a lot more organized than we were, and she was willing to work for weed.
All right, then.
Mr. Nice Guy was blowing up, man. We got customers from all over New York.
No, not that too.
We even stole a few from Samson.
Oh, what's up, nigga? Come on in, Mike. Come on, Weed, Mike.
Thanks, baby.
Get on. Feed it over your scare.
Yeah.
So Smokola.
What can I get you today, Smokola?
Love Weed. Let me get a pound of your Swedish chibok.
Damn.
Yeah, some told me to bring a lot of weed, man.
Oh, shit.
Pound of my Swedish Chiba. Don't get no better than that.
Smell you the bag, baby.
That's gonna be $9,600, bro.
See what I got here. Come on, man. Hang out for a minute and smoke with me. I got weed. Got my bong out. Come on, son.
For you, man. I'll stay for a minute, but then I gotta be going.
I understand.
And Smoke-A-Lot opened up to me like I was Barbara Walters. It was ridiculous. He told me about his lawyer.
He had sex with my mama. Why?
His spirituality.
God, if you listen, help.
His bad back.
Doctor said I need a bacchiotomy.
His love life.
I'm impotent, man. Get away from me, bitch!
I mean, talk about a guy with problems.
Tough break.
I can't take it no more!
No wonder he smoked a pound a week.
Somebody want it.
So now we had a famous clientele and...
Renai's gonna miss you.
And guess what else?
You call me next week. About weed. About weed.
I got more booty. I got more booty.
I don't mean to rub it in, folks, but it's just that... You know, I liked her so much, man. When I was with her, I didn't even think about weed. Didn't have to.
Hi.
She was all the Mary Jane I needed.
Making love was just for fun. Those days are gone.
Kenny's butthole was in constant jeopardy.
Yo!
But we were making money.
Hey, what's up, man?
What's up, man?
All right. Yo. What's up, boy?
What's up, yo?
Not us, chilling. Hey, guys. Why is there a dog biting the guy?
Oh, because I bought a dog, B.
Bought a dog? For how much?
Oh, it's cool, yo. He's used. Including the house, it was only $250, yo.
You spent $250 on a used dog?
And a dog house, yo. Brian bought something, too. For $400, I got Jerry Garcia in a pouch, man.
Who the hell told you that?
The guy who sold it to me, Barry Garcia.
And what's he supposed to be, Jerry Garcia's brother?
No, actually, it's Andy Garcia's brother.
Why the hell are you guys spending money, man? We're not drug dealers, remember? We're fundraisers.
Well, you said you gave Mary Jane a pearl necklace. How much did that cost, man?
You know, obviously you missed the point of that story, Brian. Come on, guys, return this shit.
We can't, yo.
Well, then why am I telling Mary Jane that I don't have any money?
Because you're a fibber.
No, because we don't have any money. The money we do have is not for spending, it's for saving. Kenny's sweet virgin ass, man. You guys spend one more dime, I swear I will bitch slap you. Give me that. Sorry for yelling, but I'm serious. We gotta stop being more responsible and focus, all right? Just be sharp.
Scarface, you dog is mean, man.
I know, right?
Somebody gotta do something about this shit right now.
Come here, buddy.
Hey, little fella. Hey, smell it. Hey, smell it. Okay. All right. Good boy.
He likes it. He loves it, man. Of course he loves it.
Yeah, your paws are tingling, aren't they? Now you're one of us.
Get it, killer. He likes it, yo. Yeah, man, he really likes it.
Look at him, man.
Good for you, man.
Man, what did you guys do to him, yo?
Nothing, man.
Yo, killer, kill. Killer, kill, yo.
This weed is fantastic! We kept plugging away with the weed deliveries, and we kept meeting different kinds of smokers, like this lady. She's an I'm only creative if I smoke smoker. She believes weed, and only weed, brings out the artist in her.
Would you like to hear some of my poetry?
Not really.
You really should. I have killed. I have helped kill. I have killed part of myself. I cannot change this. I must seek Buddha. I must seek Christ.
You must seek therapy. That's where I would go with that. But that's my own. The MacGyver smoker is a very handy guy to have around, especially when it comes to reefer.
Man, we're out of papers.
All right, then get me a toilet paper roll, a corkscrew, and some tinfoil.
We don't have a corkscrew.
All right, then get me an avocado, an ice pick, and my snorkel. Trust me, bro, I've made bongs with less. Hurry up.
And then you got your straight-up potheads. Now you can spot these people by their lack of motivation, mood swings, forgetfulness, and, of course, the dreaded low sperm count. I don't know which one of these categories we fall into, but I'll tell you this. We ain't no goddamn potheads. Shit. Then you have the avid non-smoker. A lot of times they'll get your number accidentally from one of their girlfriends, call up and place an order knowing they don't smoke weed and request that you personally deliver it. Then when you get there, they're all mad that it's you selling weed. You smoke weed? At last, we can share everything.
Get off me, you lying son of a bitch. What is this?
It looks like some sort of a business card.
Yeah, with your number on it. I can't believe this. I can't believe that I fell for another one of you low-life assholes again. God, what is wrong with me?
Hey, Mary Jane, I can explain everything, all right?
Goodbye for a
minute. Hold up. Hey, Mary Jane. Mary Jane, look, the only reason I lied to you is because I like you. And I wanted to be with you. Mary Jane.
Shadowy flight into the dangerous world of a man.
not exist.
Very good. Why the long face, man?
Mary Jane dumped me.
She quiet down, yo. She's smoking us on TV, yo.
Cecil.
When life is hard, I pick up that car with the smiley face. Call them over to my place.
Oh, you're
going to and it gets you high.
And that's pretty much when things started going wrong.
Samson, looks like somebody's coming into your business, baby.
Nice guy. Mr. Nice Guy.
Do you like what you see, Samson?
But do I look like I like what I see? Who is this Mr. Nice Guy?
I would imagine he's some sort of drug dealer.
Go get me this Mr. Nice Guy. I'll sit him down and ask him some questions.
Hey, Squirrel Master. Listen, I just wanted to say thank you for protecting me back there.
Hey, we didn't mind her, did we, Fuzzy Nuts?
Hey, I hope there's some way I can pay you back when we get on the outside, you know?
You better hurry up, because I get out in 11 days.
Is that right?
Kenny, 11 days? That seems a little stiff, man.
11 days, Thurgood. I'm as good as skewered. Ever take your clothes off and run backwards through a cornfield?
Oof.
Hurry, Thurgood. I'm counting on you, man. Please. Please.
11 days wasn't going to give us much time. You really had to hustle. And that meant taking on new customers.
I've been set up.
We'll get back to that in a second. But meanwhile, I hadn't seen Mary Jane in like a week. I couldn't stop thinking about her, man. I missed her. Then I stopped thinking about the fact that she was the only girl I slept with in 5 years. Then I started thinking about the girl I slept with before Mary Jane. I had to get Mary Jane back.
What do you want?
I want you back, Mary Jane. I miss you. I'll do whatever it takes to get you back. I mean, I can't quit selling it yet, but I'll quit smoking it. If that's what you want, then I'll change for you.
Heard that before.
Said that before. But this time I mean it. I'm gonna come back here. I'm gonna be clean. I'm gonna be sober. There's no more weed, no more nothing. Mary Jane, you'll see. I'll be back. I'll be a changed man. It's a new Thurgood Jenkins today. I love you. Man, that first day of sobriety sucked. And I realized something. I was a real irritable guy when I wasn't smoking marijuana. I couldn't stop thinking about getting high. And that's when I decided it was time to get help.
Hi, everyone. My name is Thurgood.
Hi, Thurgood.
Hi. I'm here today because I'm addicted to marijuana.
You in here for some marijuana? Marijuana? Man, this is some bullshit.
Marijuana is not a drug. I used to suck dick for coke.
I seen them.
Now that's an addiction, man. You ever suck some dick for marijuana?
Huh?
No. No, I can't say I have.
I didn't think so.
Boo this man! Boo!
No. No. No! Devil, man. Devil 666, the mark of the beast. No. Naughty.
naughty jungle of love.
Calm down, all right? How serious can he be?
If you want to see Mr. Nice Guy, yo, he told me.
Nah, yo. They killed Killer, B. Yo, Samson did this, man. Yo, he killed Killer, man.
Hey.
He killed Killer.
I'm gonna call Brian. Let's just give him a proper burial, all right? I'm sorry, man. Jesus Christ.
Oh! Watch it, man! You stepped out of bed, yo!
I'm sorry, I didn't even see him.
Tell you what happened. Samson and his girls came rolling up in here looking for me, because they said they was gonna mess me up if I didn't bring a Mr. Nice Guy. So they probably roughed the guy up, then they started going to war with the apartment. They got nunchucks, bolos, they be doing Indian burns, and Killer paid the price, yo. You know, he got the wrath. He got the wrath of the nunchucks, yo.
I think it's more complex than that.
More complex than that?
You know what I think happened? You want to hear what I think, man? First of all, to understand what happened to Killer, you got to understand who Killer the dog was. Now, Killer was born to a three-legged bitch of a mother. He was always ashamed of this, man. And then right after that, he's adopted by this man, Tito Leibowitz. He's a small-time gun runner and Rottweiler fight promoter. So he puts Killer into training. Next thing you know, Killer's good. He is damn good. But then he had the fight of his life. Pit him against his brother, Nibbles. And Killer said, no, man, that's my brother. I can't fight Nibbles. And he made him fight anyway. And the Killer killed Nibbles. The Killer said, that's it. He called off all his fights, and he started doing crack, and he freaked out. And then in a rage, he collapsed. And his heart no longer beat. Wow.
You know, I never thought I'd say this to anybody, but you two smoke entirely too much reefer.
What if the guy did it?
No, when you think?
Yo, the guy, did you kill my dog? I believe him, yo. I don't know why, but I do. Samson did this shit, yo.
Mr. Nice Guy, party accessories.
Well, did you get my message?
Who is this?
This is Samson, smarty pants.
Operator with an emergency breakthrough from your sister.
Samson is Sheila. Mama Phil,
shut up, bitch!
You tell Mr. Nice Guy to get his Jamaican ass over to my place at 3 o'clock tomorrow. Now, you don't want me to get ugly.
No, sir.
Shh. yet.
All right, I'll tell him.
Oh, my God. We're in a lot of trouble. Scarface. Perhaps he could help me.
Why do you think Samson thinks that Mr. Nice Guy's Jamaican?
Oh, because I told him Mr. Nice Guy was Jamaican, yo.
Why?
I don't know. I just always thought he sounded Jamaican inside my head, B.
We're in a lot of trouble, guys. We have a meeting with Samson tomorrow at 3 o'clock. Where are we going to get a Jamaican from?
I'll pretend I'm Jamaican, man. Yeah.
You have smoked yourself retarded.
Well, well, well. If it isn't Mr. Nice Guy, welcome to my lair. Well, now, tell me a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'd be from Jamaica, man. Not a mercy.
What part of Jamaica?
Right near the beach. Boy!
I think you're bullshitting me.
Samson Simpson, I stick by my story. I'm from Jamaica. If I wasn't Jamaican, then why would I wear this hat?
Delilah. Get me
814.
814.
What the fuck is 814?
Oh! I'm sorry, y'all. I don't want to be the first nigga to die from a crossbow. You know, I've been lying to you. I'm sorry. Samson, I'm sorry. Okay? We just started this because our friend got locked up. Brother, you know how that is. We had to get him out of jail.
Now, this is what's going to happen. You make about 40, 50,000 a week.
Shit.
Well, I want half. $20,000 a week or you're dead. You understand?
20,000 seems fair. That seems fair, right, guys? It's fair.
Class dismissed.
Man, we are in trouble, man. Jerry, I really need your help, man. Feel us.
Brian, will you stop praying through a bag of sand, man? Come on. You heard the man. If we don't get this money, we're dead. All of us.
Yo, Thurgood, why don't you get your boy the guy to lend you some money, yo? You certainly let him stay here long enough.
Man, that's Brian's boy. I don't let him stay here.
I don't know, man.
Hey, what day is it?
Saturday.
Is it January?
No, man, it's August.
Oh, wow. August. Hey, you know, I couldn't help overhearing you guys. If, you know, if you want to double your profits, you should just go in there and rob that lab. Tomorrow's Sunday, there'll be no one in there. Just go in and rob the place blind. It'll work, I promise you.
Hey, seeing as how we don't know who you are and all, are you planning on moving out anytime soon?
Thurgood, why don't you just focus on one thing at a time? I'll be fine. The robbery's what's important now.
one is complete, yo.
All right. Now all we gotta do is go down this hatch to the second floor supply room, grab all the weed you can grab, and we are out of here.
Sick, man. This is it.
Let's do it. All right. See ya.
You didn't say nothing about no door, yo.
Chill out, man. All right, I smoke weed here all the time. This door's never locked. I didn't say the alarm would be off. All right, I said they never locked.
What? Get out of the way now.
Isn't that Thurgood, the custodian?
Yeah. You want me to call the cops?
No. This is too much fun.
There's some left.
Make a run for it, B. Sit down, man.
At least Brian got away, yo.
Boo!
My nads!
Oh. Hey! Thank God, man!
Get Come down on your knees with your hands behind your head.
Breaking and entering. You got me? Open and shut. I say we book them. You got me? We book them.
Hey, wait a minute, guys. It's not open and shut, all right? What do you guys do for a living?
I'm a detective. Yeah, we're detectives.
Oh, okay, then detect. Ask us something.
What do you know about this new Jamaican, this Mr. Nice Guy?
Yeah.
Oh, see. I heard he's got great weed, but that's neither here nor there. I mean, we can't bring him down.
Great.
But we can bring you Samson. Just ask me how.
Ask me!
How are you going to bring Samson down?
We got a meeting with him in a couple days. I'll wear a wire.
All right, listen to me. There's $30,000 in this knapsack. When you get in there, give him the 20 grand you owe him, and with the remaining 10, buy whatever narcotics he's got around. You got me? You paying attention?
No. Sorry, man.
Unless you say out loud what it is you're buying, we got nothing. So make sure that you say it, and make sure that you get Samson to say it. No codes, no slang.
Yeah. Now, as soon as you got the stuff, or if anything goes wrong, say the phrase abracadabra.
Abracadabra.
Abracadabra. Okay. Okay.
Make sure that you are relaxed and just act completely normal.
That's going to be a problem.
What do you mean?
I mean, we haven't smoked any weed today, man. Now, if the three of us go in there all clear-eyed and shit, Samson is going to know something's up.
Well, if you think it's going to help.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's going to help. You got a light?
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Thanks, officer.
I just want to say that was a great idea, Thurgood. Wow. I mean, where do you even...
Just smoke it, yo.
If something happens to us, could you give this letter to Mary Jane Potman?
Sure thing, kid.
And tell our friend Kenny Davis we love him. He's in prison.
Let's go. Come on.
All right, let's move. All right, just remember to speak clearly. Get him to say what he's selling you. All right?
Yeah.
You know, it ain't always good to get high before you have important things to do. But lucky for us, the cops had our backs.
Hello, boys.
So, where's the money?
Right here in my bag. Samson, can I ask you a question?
Go ahead.
Do you know where we can score some cocaine?
You want some candy?
No, thanks. But it'd be great if we can get some cocaine.
That's so funny. Those guys are doomed. I can't feel my hands.
I can feel it. What we have here is some Colombian heaven.
Pure cocaine.
Candy makes you dandy. Mm.
This is all the cocaine we get for 10 G's, B? Yeah.
Oh, well, we have other product. Oh, like more cocaine.
And that is?
Fine China. The blue.
Looks like heroin to me, yo.
Yeah, is that heroin? You've got to be the dumbest dealers in the history of the dope game.
Oh, you mean the game that you run, yo? Yeah.
Just call me Jesse Owens.
Hey, Jesse, can we get some cocaine and get the hell out of here?
Okay.
Can I buy some of your heroin, too?
Whoa. Okay. All right. It's been a pleasure doing business with you. Thank you very much for the heroin and the cocaine. Here's your money. All right. Abracadabra.
Yeah, man.
Abracadabra.
You're all the Mary Jane I'll ever need. Abracadabra, yo.
Oh, abracadabra, man.
Abracadabra. Boy. Why do you keep saying that?
What?
Abracadabra? Yes. Abracadabra.
It's the latest slang, man. All the kids are saying it, right?
Hey,
abracadabra, my nigga.
What's up, abracadabra?
Slim, take off your shirt.
Samson, I hardly know you.
Ladies, abracadabra.
Abracadabra, man.
Abracadabra.
Abracadabra. Abra.
You're dead! All of you!
Hey, fellas!
Let's beat these bitches!
Sure, these are me.
Yo, this is for Killer B.
Rise! Rise, surprise!
Look who's walking.
Now, nigga, I thought you said you was crippled.
Oh, sweet pea. We're all crippled in some way.
Put it down!
You win.
Now, this is the way it's gonna work. I'm gonna take your little Mexican friend with me, and I'm gonna kill him.
I'm Cuban B.
Yes, Cuban B.
Now, is there anything you want to say,
Jerry,
to your friends?
We need you. Abracadabra, B! Man!
Wow!
Sucks to be you, man!
Oh man! Oh man! What did I told you he was real, man!
Jerry, thank you, man.
You're welcome, Brian. Peace.
Well, abracadabra.
Whoa! All right, what the hell's going on here? Our job is done. You guys can go home.
You guys are wasted, man.
Thurgood.
Nice letter.
Come here, man.
Queer.
Everybody freeze! Oh,
shit.
Everybody move!
Of course, the cops took all the credit for Buster Sampson, but that's not important. What was important is that we cut a deal and Kenny was finally free. Hallelujah! Which brings me to the Brooklyn Bridge, where I had to make things right with Mary Jane.
Hi.
Are you?
A little bit from yesterday, you know, Kenny got... But, Mary Jane, listen. I'm done. I'm done selling it. I'm done smoking it. I mean, this is the last of it right here. I just wanted you to see me get rid of it. Could we just have a moment alone?
Do what you gotta do. Be strong.
Thanks, baby. Mary Jane, being with you these past 11 years has been wonderful. But I gotta move on.
Come on, smoke me. We'll have a cookie for old time's sake.
No. She's looking. She's looking. All right, real quick. No.
No, it wouldn't be right. God damn you!
You'll be back! Everything work out okay?
Yeah. Mary Jane, I love you.
I love you too.
I know what you're thinking. That old Thurgood sold out, right?
I'm your girl now.
But let me tell you something. I love weed, okay? I love it. But not as much as I love pussy. The end.
Thank you.
Hey, everybody, I'm Dave Chappelle. If you want to learn more about marijuana or other illegal substances, go to your local library. Because remember, the more you read,
the smarter you are.